And then she briefly described coming face to face with a non-human entity. Well, I emailed back asking if I could call her to talk in more detail on or off the record. She sent her phone number with a request that I not use her name or actual location beyond the greater Dallas, Texas region. But she wanted to talk to someone who has interviewed hundreds of people in the human abduction syndrome. She agreed I could tape our conversation for use as an anonymous experiencer in Earth Files in this Radio Coast report. And here now is the Texas nurse.
It was very strange. I remember sitting up in the bed because there was a noise, like a high-pitched sound right over our house. And then as I sat up in bed, there's this green hue, neon green glowing light. I sat up in bed and I reached over to him to wake him. And I said, what the f*** is this?
Right.
And I remember him sitting up, and we're both staring at the window that's near our bed. And you can see the green light, you know, kind of coming in from the outside. Green neon. It's a weird green.
Like a chartreuse neon green?
Yes. And I'm reaching to him. He gets up, and we're both looking out the window. And I notice that he's getting up and coming into the living room because our bedroom is directly into the living room. And I'm like, don't leave me. And before I know it, he's gone. Knowing him, because he's a curious person, I think that he went to open the back door to look outside. And so I'm left in the bedroom by myself. And so I go to the window reluctantly, and I pull the curtain back. And as I pull it back, this creature or being or something is staring right back at me, right at the window. So I just kind of stare at it, and my heart's racing, and I raise my hand up and say hi, as crazy as that sounds. But he just stared at me.
Now, how far is it from you on the other side of the glass?
I would say 8 inches, 9 inches away.
What are you seeing in detail?
All I see is the green light all around us. He's not green. He's not glowing. He's not green, but the green around us is green.
And what are you seeing on this creature in front of you?
Well, I can tell that it's short. It's a short little man or being because I'm only 4'10", and it's not more than an inch taller from me. He has skin. It's kind of remind me of bark from a tree, and it had big, big black eyes that kind of were narrow but wide and slanted to the size of its face, and didn't see any arms or legs, just like from the chest up is what I was seeing.
And what was the shape of the head?
It wasn't a head like ours. It was just roundish. It didn't have a chin. It didn't have ears. It was just strange.
So it's a round face, not a light bulb-shaped face.
It's not even round. This sounds crazy, but it's the only thing that comes to my head because my grandson watches it a million times a day. On SpongeBob, he's got a friend named Patrick that's a starfish, and Patrick has this round body head type. Doesn't really have a neck, doesn't really have a head, but it's there. That's the only way I can describe this thing, and it has like the tree bark skin.
Can you explain that tree bark skin more in detail?
From what I can tell, like a dark brown color. If I could have reached over to touch it, I would say it would have felt rough, scaly maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Like reaching over and touching the bark on a tree, that's what it reminded me of.
Is there anything about that tree bark look that would be reptilian?
Like a lizard?
Lizard or a snake or an alligator or anything like that.
It's possible. To me, at the moment, I just felt like it looked like a tree bark.
Okay.
And it had a hat on. It had this, I don't know if it was hat or it was part of his being, but it had like a flat surgical-looking hat. And then on the brim of the hat, it had lettering or a design on it.
Do you know if that hat had color?
Green. It was a different shade of green than the green hue that I kept seeing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a different shade of green.
What can you tell us about those eyes?
To first see it, it's scary. it was like very scary, but when you stared at it, it wasn't like a mean creature. It wasn't like someone or something that was here to do harm. It never blinked, just wide open. It was just very weird. I was scared. It scared the crap out of me.
So you were scared, but did it put thoughts in your head like, I mean you no harm?
Well, no, but I know when I waved at it and it didn't say nothing, or it just stood there and I waved and said hi, I remember in my mind, I'm telling it you shouldn't be here. And it asking me, well, why not? And I said, because people are afraid of you and they're going to shoot you.
And what kind of response did you get back from its mind?
As soon as I said that, it was like I'm in a different, I was no longer at the window. It's like, okay, I'm somewhere else now. I was now in a strange contraption. It wasn't like a bed that you're tied down. It was a metal-looking contraption, and I could move my arms. I remember being able to move my arms, but not the rest of me. And then I felt like, it was weird, like, if you've ever seen a family photo album and going through every picture 100 miles an hour, That's how weird it felt.
In other words, you were having a bunch of images running through your head?
Yeah, things pertaining to me.
Like seeing images from your life?
Yeah.
And as those images ran through your mind quickly, what thoughts in your head?
Well, I remember it was a lot of sadness. And in my past, there's been a lot of sadness. I don't know. And then I remember there was at one part like the metal, like a salad thong. You pull the salad out, those little fork thingies.
Oh, and it has two parts that close and open?
Yes. And I just saw the tip end. And it's crazy, but it was about to pinch my nipple. And that's when I cried and I said, why are you doing this to me? And my thought was, I would have helped you. Just ask me what you want. Why are you doing this to me? And that's when everything changed again. And then it went to this loud, horrible, high-pitched sound in my head. And something's trying, a hand, it was a hand or something, trying to get a hold of my head. And something trying to put this object in the back of my head. Every time that object touched the back of my head, I would hear that high-pitched noise and the pressure in my head. I was fighting it, and then I woke. And when I woke, I was laying in bed in like a fetal position, scared to death. I didn't want to move. I was like, was this a dream? Was it real? And as soon as I woke, my husband woke up, and he's like kind of short of breath, and I said, are you okay? And he said, I'm not sure. I'm sorry I get shaky because it makes me so nervous. But that's what he said. Well, I've had this dream that there was like the presence of two aliens behind me. And his part was that he had a string that was like a fishing line that he kept pulling and pulling from the side of his abdomen. And these beings were just behind him, watching him. And he's like, I pull like a mile of this stuff, just pulling and pulling.
Did you ask him, where did he go when he got up and went to the living room?
I did. And he says the only thing he remembers is being in the living room pulling this string up. He doesn't remember getting up out of bed. The only thing is pulling the string up. And he said that these beings, I asked him, well, what did they look like? And he said he couldn't see them. They were behind him, but he felt they were docile.